Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Zachar, Erev Purim. So we're starting Sefer Vayikra, which of course speaks about the Karbanos and the Meshech Chachma. In his first piece, in the introduction to Sefer Vayikra, has a very beautiful piece, and he brings down the famous machlokas between the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim and the Ramban. The Rambam tells us that the point of Karbanos is to keep us away from Avodah Zarah. The Ramban tells us, and the words of the Meshech Chachma are very beautiful, that it's not to keep us away from an Avodah Zarah, which is a Sur Merah. That's my words, not his words. He says it's a positive, it's an Asei Tov. He calls it Inyan Elektri Ruchani. The Meshech Chachma writing 100 years ago, Inyan Elektri Ruchani. It is a positive, electric, spiritual connection to Hashem. And then he points out it could be that we can, in his words, Yesh Lahachriya, we can put together the Rambam and the Ramban. And they're talking about two different types of karbanos. Perhaps the Rambam is referring to the bamos, the backyard bama, the backyard mizbeach that they were allowed to build at a certain time in Jewish history. So the point of the backyard bama is to keep us away from Avodah Zarah, explains the Meshech Chachma. And the Ramban is not talking about a backyard bama. He's talking about karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. And the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash are not there just to keep us away from Avodah Zarah, explains the Ramban, says the Meshech Chachma. But it's there to create this positive, electrifying, spiritual experience with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Meshech Chachma goes on to bring a bunch of proofs to this idea, and he points out that in Zvachim Perik Yedalit, so there it talks about the fact that the Kodshe Bama, the Karbanos built on a backyard Bama, are not L'Reach Nichoach. They are not this special Reach Nichoach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates. Why? Explains the Meshech Chachma. Because it's not there for a positive connection with Hashem. It's there to keep us away from the bad, to keep us away from Avodah Zarah. Doesn't create something positive. And that's why he wants to explain also, the Gemara compares one who makes a neder, a vow, to one who builds a bama. One who takes a neder, needs to go on a diet, takes a neder, is not eating chocolate. So that's to keep him away from doing something he shouldn't be doing. So that's why it's connected to building a bama. Because building a bama is also to keep us away from doing something we shouldn't be doing. And that is Avodah Zarah. Now when the Beis HaMikdash was built, so then the backyard bama became usher. Why? Because if you can connect to Hashem in such a positive way through going to the Beis HaMikdash, and you just build a backyard bama, so that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be going for the best. You're supposed to be going for that positive connection to Hashem. So that positive connection to Hashem comes through the Beis HaMikdash. Once you have the potential of that positive connection, that electrifying spiritual experience with Hashem, and you just stick to a backyard bama, which is just there to keep you away from Avodah Zarah, so there's something sorely lacking over there. And therefore, the backyard bama became usher. Now, after the Beis HaMikdash, the backyard bama never became permitted. Why, explains the Meshech Chachma? Because the Chachamim daven to Hashem to get rid of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. That's why we can't relate to the fact that they used to bow down to stuffed animals, and this was their tremendous Yetzirah. We can't relate at all. So once there's no Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, so then Mamela, we don't need a backyard bama. And therefore the bama became usher, never to be permitted ever again. And I was trying to think, how does this connect to Purim, and does this connect to Purim? So it's famous that the Arizal said that Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, is Yom Kippurim. And perhaps Yom Kippur is the day where we connect to Hashem on the highest level through a Sumera. But when Purim is Yom, if Yom Kippur is Kippurim, that means Purim's on a higher level. Purim is connecting to Hashem through an Asei Tov. In the words of the Meshech Chachma, as he says by Karbanos, this spiritual electrifying experience. And we have to take advantage of Purim and use the positive energy of Purim only to do good things, to bring out aspirations and our desire to become closer to Hashem and to increase our Torah and our mitzvahs and take advantage of the day with such a powerful koach tefillah. We need so much tefillah and so much Yeshua and so much rachamim. We're so lacking. And may we be zochet to take advantage of all that positive energy that Purim has to offer, the Asei Tov, and take advantage of the koach tefillah. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer our tefillahs, and may we be zochet this Pesach to have a Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash.